We're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're concluding the 59th chapter in preparation for Shabbos. So people should rinse themselves off. If a person can't actually take a shower, if he can't clean his whole body, at least he should wash off his face, his hands, and his feet with warm water. It's praiseworthy when a person can do more in his preparations for Shabbos. Take a warmer shower, a longer shower. This is part of the adornment of Shabbos. Pious people used to go to the bathhouse on every Friday, and then after that go to a mikvah. And then in the late afternoon, they would again wash their hands and face and feet. And that's how they're doing everything, you know. They're washing and they're going to mikvah and they're washing their hands and feet and face. Men and women are equal in this. Everyone has to prepare themselves and be clean for Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos and taking a haircut if necessary, cutting one's nails if necessary. We prepare the table. The house should be set. The table should be set so that when we come home from shul, the table should already be set and ready for the meal. We try to have nicer clothing for Shabbos. A person should, after he showers, a person should get dressed and wear his nice clothing, and this is part of the joy we have in Shabbos as we go out to greet the king that's coming to our homes. We try to refrain from wearing our Shabbos clothing on weekdays. On Matzei Shabbos, we leave the Shabbos clothing on until after Havdalah, and then we switch out of it because these clothing are special for Shabbos. It's nice if a person can have a special talis for Shabbos. And we should know that honoring Shabbos is not a question of who's seeing it. It's a question of us honoring Shabbos. So if you get stuck on the road, sometimes a person doesn't make it home for Shabbos. He should still dress in honor of Shabbos. People sometimes think if they're snowed in, sometimes there's a blizzard and people can't go out to shul on Shabbos. So they stay in PJs all of Shabbos. That's wrong. Part of honoring the Shabbos is that we dress in honor of Shabbos, even if no one else sees it. But we have honored Shabbos. And Chazal taught us that the more one honors Shabbos, be it with preparing one's body, be it with one's clothes, being with eating or drinking, the more the better. Kol ha-mosif reizem shubach.